be vulnerable. He's not here for the right reason.
Why am I crying?
That's delicious.
Be vulnerable.
Why am I crying?
That's delicious.
He's not here for the right reason.
Be more like Mussolini, you know?
Hello and welcome to the Rose Pricks Podcast. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Watch What Crappens Podcast and also Big Brother Smother. So come listen to those. I'm also from Trash Talk TV, where this podcast is hosted, posted, and toasted, you guys. So come over there to find us. I'm with my gorgeous co-host of the season and my life and next season and the season after. She makes me feel vulnerable. Every single week, Miss Stephanie Wilder Taylor from the For Crying Out Loud podcast.
Hey, hi, Steph. Hey,
what's
fuck
up,
it.
Girl?
Fuck it. And by that I mean the place where the Bachelor.
I fell in love and fuck place. It. This is the finale rose episode. It's the final rose for JoJo. We've done our first season together. This is the last episode of our first season, but we're going to be starting Bachelor in Paradise this week, so stick
tomorrow.
With us. Yep.
I mean, it's on tonight.
Yes, but we will be recording this tomorrow. Another 5-hour week of The Bachelor. Good
yep.
Lord.
Yep, but then we'll be back to our regular recording because we'll just be doing Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes, and we'll also be starting a Bachelor gossip show this week, which will be on our premium feeds. But don't worry, these will always stay completely free, these episodes.
Yeah.
But we will have a premium thing too, so check that out later in the week. For now, let's just find out who JoJo's gonna choose.
Let's get into it.
My daughter has issues. Oh my god, this episode.
Saraya. JoJo has had her heart broken too many times. So many times. Every day it seems like the only conversation at the dinner table is Dodo's broken heart, and I cannot take it anymore. I'm going to commit suicide if she gets her heart broken one more time. Are you going to be the one to break her heart?
The only consistent man in JoJo's life is the bounty man, because he is always there on her eyes, in her face, day after day, sopping up her tears. Her depressed, sad, trust issue tears.
Have you seen JoJo's mascara? It is running down her face because she is running away from love.
JoJo,
are you going to run away from love?
Do not run! JoJo almost lost her eyesight because we had to start using the super glue to keep her gigantic eyelashes on because she was crying them off every day. JoJo almost went blind because of trust issues. Will you blind my daughter? Will you?
Oh, my God.
Now, JoJo's mom knows how to do it. She married some, you know, cute little balding. He looks like a decrepit Dr. Phil. Like, she married an old guy who's going to stay at home.
He's like a Mario Brothers. Mario Brothers? Mario, you know, the cartoon?
Yeah.
The guy?
Yeah, the video
like
game
with the
Mario
mustache,
Brothers?
The little
yes.
sleeper mustache?
Luigi?
Like he's, yes.
And or yeah. Mario. They look exactly the same. They just wear different colors.
Right.
But yeah.
Except for he doesn't look like he's going to make your pizza. He's going to do your taxes.
Yeah, that guy's not going to be rescuing any princesses. He'll be like, well, I may not rescue the princess, but she is in a very comfortable lazy boy chair that I purchased by working hard. Having goals, young man.
Macro note. Why? Okay, so the whole setup is that it's live, right? But the only live aspect of it is that we're watching TV. Like, the whole thing has been pre-taped, but there's an audience watching it live. I was trying to make sense of it in my mind, and it was exploding my brain. I was like, what's the point of that? Why not just have Chris Harrison? Who cares? Why does it need to be? It doesn't need to be live. There's nothing live except for watching the audience watch it happen.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
It's not like they spent a lot of time on the audience's faces.
Oh, thank God, because if you want to talk about how badly Groupon surgery can hurt a society, that is proof right there. Those were some janky faces. You guys do not get a discount on face surgery. Get a discount on anything else. It's like buying a condom from a dollar store. You think you ain't going to get HPV or something? You will. There are certain things you need to pay for, you guys.
Go to a trampoline place on a Groupon. Do not get filler. Pay full price for Juvederm, my friends.
It's on the back of your Coke can. Those Six Flag coupons.
Okay, so first we're in Phuket, which is pronounced Phuket, right? They just had to pronounce it Phuket for TV.
Yeah, I think it's pronounced Phuket. And speaking of Phuket, Chris Hansen, he's like, hi, welcome to The Bachelor.
Oh my God, Ronnie, I wish it was Chris Hansen.
Oh, who did I say? Oh, Chris Harrison. Ugh, all these white people names are confusing my God, in my head.
Chris Hansen, it would be so great. He'd come in. Did you know that this girl's only 13? Do you know JoJo's only 13? Mike's Hard Lemonade? What's going on here?
My God, I'm already coughing out last. I just have to say right at the beginning, and we'll get to fuck it, but I just love that he was like, Ben and Lauren are here, because I want Ben to just dump her again. I want this whole season to end with Ben just being like, hi, JoJo, I've changed my mind about my hair product, but I still don't want to be with you. And just watch her cry again. And also, I just had to say that Chad is eating in the audience. He's always eating something.
Yep.
They're like, here's Chad. He's chewing. And then Chris said, we're going to find out who JoJo is truly, deeply in love with. And we're also going to get to the bottom of a family feud with Aaron Rodgers. Like, they'd use that poor Aaron Rodgers.
And it's so great because nothing ever comes of it.
Yeah.
Except for some uncomfortable moments.
Well, we are going to get to the bottom of this family feud tonight. And by that, I mean Robbie will offer to bottom for Aaron Rodgers. Okay, let's get on with the show.
Okay, so we go to Dodo's house and meet the fam.
Yes.
And first thing I notice is that Dodo's sister is like Heron's brother. It's like the other one.
Yes. I mean, the basement one.
Right.
Like the basement sibling.
Yes. Which is sort of what Jordan is. But he's trying to become like, you know, those two should be really hook up.
Well, in Jordan's family, it's the star, and then it's like the supersized fries, the regular fries, and then the value-sized fries, right? And the value-sized fries stays in the basement. But this poor girl doesn't even have the buffer of the regular size. It's just like JoJo and then this girl that they've got chained to a radiator in the basement, this poor thing. She didn't even talk one time.
No.
And I felt for her because she's sitting here looking at JoJo, who's like crying that she can't decide between, you know, 20 hot ass guys who want her. And this girl's just like, would someone swipe right? Just one person. I just want to know what it feels like.
It was so funny. And the other sister, who's like Cinderella, right? She just seems so angry. We'll get to that in a few minutes.
Another sister?
No, I'm saying JoJo's sister.
Oh yeah, it is mean to call her the other sister because that was a TV movie where I think Rosie O'Donnell was retarded on a bus, right? Oh no, wait. That was on the bus with my sister.
No, it was
Juliette Lewis. Yeah.
Juliette Lewis. Yeah.
She was like,
was she the one with Down syndrome or
does she have Downs? Yeah,
no,
I don't remember.
But she was mentally handicapped.
I know. I just said retarded. That is so mean. Sorry, everybody. She has some issue. But, I mean, the way she played it was beyond mental issues. Like, she was playing straight up retarded.
Right.
So I think that was just her her method acting. I don't know what she was doing. But anyway, the other sister. It's so mean to call her that. Because I was like, I'll be friends with that girl. I like that girl. I can already tell what she's thinking. She's like, fuck you, bitch. You can already see it in her mind. I was like, that's my lunch date.
Yeah. Yeah.
So JoJo is whining to her family. She's got the other sister, the basement sister. And then she's got these hot, like half, is she Iranian? What is her background? She's got these hot Middle Eastern looking dude brothers. One of them possibly gay. All of them in very short pants, because I guess that's a requirement to be on The Bachelor.
Yep.
The gay one keeps looking at her like, I cannot listen to you cry anymore. But she's sitting there crying, and she's like, I think I love both of them. And her mom goes, like, you slut. Did I teach you to be in love with two men?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And honestly, my first thought about Soraya was, you couldn't break out the flat iron to be on national TV. Like, if you can't flat iron your hair for this, what can you flat iron your hair for? Her hair was a mess.
It was a mess.
Just a frizzy, like, there is a tool for that. You could literally buy for $20.
She looks like she does something to it, but they're in Thailand. I mean, everyone's sweating. Like, Jordan's hair was kind of split. His hair and Roger bangs were like split in 20 different ways to where it looked like he was getting cornrows at one point.
Yes. And then did you notice that the back of his hair was falling over sort of like in Free Willy, how whales in captivity, their top dorsal fin flops over. That was like his hair, like the back of it, like, flopped over. You know what I mean?
Yes. His Soraya's like, do not free anymore, Willy. Okay, young lady, you have freed enough, Willy. So she's telling her mom, Jordan is the kind of guy I've gone for in my past, but you know, this time is different. This one's not gonna hurt me. I was like, yeah, right. And the mom, this is like a huge, and of course, this is what we've called. I don't know if she said this. She probably has a million times, but we called this it. Of course, this girl dates the hot, popular douchebag quarterback every time and then cries when she's dumped.
Right.
Like, duh. So it's nice to know that she's evolved enough to see that. Not evolved enough to know that people don't change. Stereotypes are there for a reason, okay?
Right.
And I am one, so I understand it.
So Heron Rogers shows up. And immediately, Dodo is extremely needy. She's like, hi, oh my God, you look amazing. I feel vulnerable. I have trust issues. Are you going to hurt me? And he's like, let me get in the house, bitch. Are you going to hurt me on the front lawn? Or are you going to wait till we get in the house?
Like, can I have a glass of water first? What if you change your mind?
What if you're not that thirsty? Are you sure you're thirsty?
When I saw that bus coming up, I said, oh, that bus is going to have Jordan inside unless he's changed his mind. And then I worried, is he going to come off the bus or isn't he going to come off the bus? And then you came off the bus and I knew that this was everything I wanted it to be the whole time. Ugh. Sad girl. So he comes over and, of course, this guy is just warning sign after warning sign after warning sign. He's still on his obsessive thing about, well, if I'm going to be with JoJo, I need to make sure that the parents look me in the eyes and they fall in love with me. And I need the parents to really love me and really want me to marry their daughter before I ask. Like, I have to be sure about their feelings. You are not dating her father. I don't know what kind of daddy issues you have with Daddy Longface over there, but you need to get the fuck over it. Who dates the dad? You are not dating Dr. Phil. Stop it.
And then he comes over with gifts, a bunch of hats. That are like supposed to be for the, what's the something crown? What's the big horse race?
I don't know. It's still sports.
You know, the triple crown. You know, the one that everybody wears the big hats to.
Okay.
But his are more like for Santa Anita. Like, they're just low rent, you know, bad hats.
Santa Anita.
You know, but he starts it out like a... One thing about me, which I hate, it's my least favorite thing that people say about themselves, is one thing to know about me. And he's like, I like to make everybody feel good. I like to give people presents. Shut up.
Because my family likes to embarrass each other. So we think it's really funny. So I brought some hats. Like, for example, I dedicate my entire time on this show to my brother. You see? Isn't that fun? They're like, oh, yes, embarrassment. This is good. Pass it around, son.
So pretty much right away, mom talks to Heron alone, right?
Yeah, she's like, I don't like hats. That boy is disgusting. Yeah, the mom calls it. She's like, he's likable, but he's a playboy. And guess who else he's likable to? Every vagina walking the earth. She says, she tells us, my husband, for example, is not like this. No. Only I can see his hotness. You need special glasses to be turned on by that man. He is going nowhere.
But first, when she's talking to Heron, she's like, immediately, like, Jojo is very insecure. She has so many trust issues. You have to understand that Jojo has trust issues. He's like, dude, I know. I'm living it. It's awful. She's like, but I can't hear any more about Jojo's broken heart. Please, please, you must not break her heart. Then the mom starts talking to Jojo right afterwards. And did you notice she's sweating more than Albert Brooks in Broadcast News?
The mom?
Yes. She started sweating. It was insane. Then you look at Jojo, nothing. Like, she's been powdered. What was happening? Was the makeup people just ignoring the mom?
I think that the mom...
She's pouring sweat.
The mom just is not used to being in this kind of heat. Why would they do this in Thailand to poor people who have to be on camera? It's just not fair. And meanwhile, you know, Jojo needs some paper towels to wipe her tears because she already crying about something on the inside. The other sister has made a puddle on the couch from being so turned on by Aaron. I mean, she was looking at him like,
yeah.
So the Soraya is having this this talk with Jojo, and she's like, you know, Jojo, how when you walk into party, everybody wants to be with Jojo. Everybody. They say, do you want a piece of pie? They say, no, I want a piece of Jojo. This man is like this. You're too much alike. And she's like, yeah. Well, Mom, I think that you're just afraid that my insecurities from the past, where I was insecure because the guy got all the attention, like, is going to make me feel insecure. But you have to know that it's different because this time, this guy's kind of a star and, like, everybody knows him. So,
and she's like, no, Jojo, that is his brother, Aaron. I must meet this Aaron. But
well, yeah. That's what I'm trying to do too, Mom. We invited him, but he hasn't called me back yet. He will. And the mom's like, she cannot see or hear me. She has Jojo curtain on her eye. Open the curtain.
So then Heron talks to the dad, and the dad immediately says, my daughter has very bad trust issues. Are you going to break her heart?
Yeah,
and well, I was like, I want to kick this girl down the street at this point. Like, stop with the... This is just crazy how insecure and needy she is.
Do they
think that's going to be a turn-on to tell the guy, like, listen, she's super insecure and really needy. Are you going to be able to deal with that 24/7?
Yeah, you know who
Are
will?
You sure?
An abuser. An abuser will like that. Yeah. Like, if you're saying, my daughter is going to cry every day, who's going to be on that? An abuser, okay? That's who... And that's exactly what makes me nervous about this. It's like they're just trying to sell her off, you know? It's like if they can't even sell her off, how are they going to get the other sister out of their basement?
Exactly.
I don't blame them for making an effort. But
By the way, Heron's answer to the dad is just like, yeah, I know. We're both damaged.
Yeah.
That's what he says. Quote, we're both damaged. And then he goes, I can't wait to prove how amazing this is to us.
Yeah, Jordan.
He's insane.
Jordan's language is just so not into her. His language is not right. And he says, I can't wait to prove how much this means to us. And he's like, I really want you to believe. You know, he's telling the dad, like, I really need to make sure that you are confident about my feelings for Jojo. And the dad's like, well, I want to believe that. And listen here, young man. I hope that you're not only saving 10% of your income in your savings account, but also that you mean what you say about Jojo. Both things are important. You understand?
Oh. So Heron never asked for permission to marry Jojo. And then they do the Lenny and Squiggy thing. Mm-hmm. She's like, it was great. He's like, yeah, so I didn't really ask for permission. And then they go to her going, I'm so glad he asked for permission because I knew he would ask for permission because he said it's really important to him. It couldn't have gone better. Then she's like, bye, honey. Couldn't have gone better.
And she's giving him that weird thumbs up, like double thumbs up. Like, yeah. It's like, no, girl, no. I just put, oh, poor Jojo.
Then Orange Robbie pulls up.
Oh, good. With some flowers from the fuck it version of Ralph's. I mean, what a perfect place for this woman to end up with the two men both not into her. A place called Fuck It.
Exactly.
So sad.
So Robbie comes in and Soraya has something to say about Robbie, which is, Robbie has gentleman demeanor. He's not flying off the roof.
Moms always love your gay friend. And she really did look so smiley with him. Because, of course, Orange Robbie shows up with his usual load of bullshit.
Yeah.
Where he's learned the Luke thing of just talking and talking but saying nothing. Well, I just want you to know that your daughter, I really look at your daughter and I think, whoa, that's a woman. And then she'll come to me and I'll be like, I'm so in love. And then she'll say in love. And then we'll be so in love. And then all I want to do is take care of her forever and give her things. And they're just smiling like, oh, my God. And the mom knows, you know, the mom is looking like, well, look, he's obviously gay man. He has a cone on top of head. He's orange and fake white teeth. Squealed. I think I heard him squeal when he got off bus. He is gay, but you don't always have to have sex with your husband as long as he has job. You have job? You have job? They don't ask the important things.
No,
what do you goddamn do for a living? What are your hobbies?
Nothing. I'm telling you, that is another macro note about this show. I can't take it. They don't talk about anything but love.
Yeah, they don't even know each other. Meanwhile,
being in love, falling in love, having been in love before, needing to be in love again, getting their needs met, filling out their fairy tale. I've never heard. Do you like to play a fucking card game? What do you do with your spare time?
Canasta or Uno? Expound. Yeah. The gay brother looks like he wants to reverse cowboy Robbie, by the way. He's just looking like, finally, someone we can go on family camping trips with. My tent! You're in my tent! The dad doesn't look like he's quite buying it, but you know that he's gay. The biggest gaydar is the other sister, because she's like, ha ha ha, now there's a guy who will be nice to me, you know? With the smile on her face is the only gaydar I need. She's like, now there's a friend, finally.
Yes. Okay, so...
The brothers talk to JoJo about Robbie.
Right.
And she's like, well, you know, he's really fun and he's this and that and this and that. And one of the brothers goes, well, that sounds like you're describing a New Year's Eve date. Like, you have to think further if you're going to marry him. You got to think about a house and a children and this and that.
So she immediately starts crying.
Yeah.
Why are you saying that? I don't. Why are you saying that about Jordan? They're like, we're not. We're saying it about Robbie.
Oh,
why don't you want me to be with Jordan? I don't understand why everybody hates Jordan.
Oh, gosh. Sure did. Well, this was the whole family meeting. First, we have to see Mommy and Robbie talking with themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And what is the first thing Soraya says? Trust issues. Yeah. You understand? How do you treat trust issues? Band-aids, money, or hugs? It was B and C. Trick question. And he just talks so much, and she just doesn't want any more dinners ruined with JoJo crying. You know, she's like, make this bitch stop crying, please. Right.
And then he sits down with both of them, or was this the same part? Because I have down here that that the dad says, or the mom. Oh, no, it's the mom. The mom says to him, you know, she was raped as a princess. But then I realized that she said she was raised as a princess, which I was like, okay, both would explain a lot.
That is terrible.
JoJo was raped as a princess. What? I was like, wow, this is a very special episode of The Bachelorette.
No kidding. Finally, something of substance at least happened.
Yes.
She goes, listen, I want you to make her a queen. I was like, girl, you know he can, of your heart. I was like, oh, now that's more unreasonable. He could teach her to be a queen, but otherwise you're stretching, girl. So then Dad gets a meeting with Robbie.
Oh, right.
What is with this show in empty vases? Have you seen them now that I've pointed them out?
Yes, that you pointed them out, I can't stop seeing them.
They're everywhere. And in this one, Jordan has gigantic empty vases behind his head, but Robbie just has small empty vases. It's like, what is this? Is this a sign? What is happening? What is with the empty vases?
I don't understand.
Empty vessels. Fascinating. Okay, so Dad, Robbie, empty vase. Robbie, Jesus, what is with the show in empty vases? Oh, yeah, I said that. So Robbie is just full of shit. she's going to be my priority in life. Like, I love her, and then I love her more. And then I'm like, oh, God, what is that? Something's growing, like growing pains, but it's not pain. It feels good, and it's my love that's growing every day, every time I see her. Yes. And Joelle, and blah, blah, blah. And you've done such a good job. And
wants to prescribe ointment, but I don't care. Let it grow. I don't mind.
I love savings accounts. You know what else? I love saving my money and just thinking, how am I going to support JoJo so she doesn't have to rely on you, Dad? Like, he's saying all right. the right stuff.
And then the dad is in love.
Yes.
He's so teary. He's like an orange guy, says he'll be trustworthy and fame whore and love and exploit my daughter forever. This is amazing.
I know. And then the mom's crying because the mom has seen Pretty in Pink. And she knows that Ducky does not win. You know, she's just like, oh, the happy gay guy who's the best friend. This is never going to work.
Right.
You know.
And then JoJo, confessional, is like, Robbie is incredible, unbelievable, perfect, amazing. He makes me happy and feel treasured. And that's, of course, why I'm not going to pick him, because I want a dick.
Yeah, she needs a dick. She doesn't need a guy who's going to. I don't think Robbie is nice either. I mean, I think that he's a dick too. He's obviously just a fast-talking player, possibly looking for meth at all times.
Yeah.
No, and also, did you notice his huge zit? He had, like, frozen off or something? Like, now instead of that huge zit on his forehead, there's a gaping crater hole. So I think he got that, like, scooped out of his entire head. Like, he didn't just pop it and wait for it to heal. He was like, you need to get this out of me now! He had, like, a big hole in his head. Just had to mention that.
Yeah, I love it. I have to go back.
So the dad's crying. Okay, Robbie has made the dad cry. So he goes to JoJo and he's like, now listen here, honey. It's a lot has changed since your mom and I got married. Now gay marriage is legal, and I think you should do it. I bless your marriage with this little homosexual. I never thought I would say it, but I'm all in.
I know. But wait, now we get to the sit down with the whole family. Yes. And everybody loves Robbie. He's just the Soraya. He's just more husband material, dear. He's a more logical fit for you.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the sister is not talking. But I think if she was, she would say, will you please pick Robbie so I can have Jordan? We get each other. We get each other, JoJo. Please, let me just have this one thing. Let me just have this one fucking thing. You get everything. You took all the lip fat, all the estrogen in this family. Just let me have this one thing.
It's like, please pick Robbie so somebody will talk to me at Thanksgiving. Anybody. The mom's like, I like Robbie. He came out right then and asked for your hand in marriage. There's all this Robbie's almost coming out. Robbie's going to be queen. I'm like, this family knows. This family so knows. The brother's like, please let me have someone to sleep with in my tent on family trip time, family camping trip. So they're all behind Robbie because he had the most bullshit, but they don't even care. They're just like, get the bitch out of my house. Jordan didn't say he was going to take you out of my house. That one did.
Right.
Okay.
But then she gets really mad and she's like, why do you guys just hate Jordan so much? And they're like, we don't. He's great. We just think Robbie's better.
Yeah. And the mom says, you'd get so defensive. We say Robbie is nice, but then you get defensive for this hair person. You know, did you see the hat he gave me? I don't wear hats. You're like, Mom, it's not about your hat. No one supports me. I thought I was going to have to come in here and protect Robbie. I mean, do you know what they do to gay people in Iran? But no, the gay one's just fine now. It's like Bizarro World. I'm having to stand up for the hot rich one.
And then she's like, then this was very telling. She goes, I just can't decide. Like, I just feel like if I pick Heron, then what if I wish I picked Robbie because, you know, because Heron dumps me. But then if I pick Robbie, I'll always wonder if that lifestyle was meant for me. That was an actual quote. She said, if that lifestyle.
What it's the lifestyle? Fucking
the football player's brother's lifestyle. That's what she wants.
Every time I see a bench, I'm going to think, would my man be sitting on that if I had married Heron?
But that is what she thinks. She thinks that that Heron is picking a lifestyle and that Robbie is picking a safe, like a husband.
Well, Robbie is picking a little bit more time in People magazine. I mean, Heron is picking a little more time in People magazine. And Robbie is picking a meth addiction. Let's just face it. Like, exactly. There's no couple where one is a meth addict and the other one isn't.
Right.
Like, that doesn't, it just doesn't work.
Right.
So she's so upset, and the sister's just like, can I have the gay guy's number just so I can call him in case you don't take him? He makes me feel pretty. Go back to the basement of the sister.
So then we go to Robbie and Dodo frolicking on the beach, and all Robbie talks about is how in love he is.
Oh,
no
God.
Chemistry. You can't name one thing about the guy, not one interest that he has, not one quality besides possessor of love.
He brought the same flowers that he brought for the mom to JoJo. And
yeah.
His hair, poor thing, his hair, just be bald. Like, no one cares. You're
Please
combing it
bald.
Over now. You've got, like, a curb swoop this week. It's like a weird frozen yogurt on top of your curb. What the hell are you doing? And then the back hair, it's like you can tell he's taped it down. Just be bald, dude.
Please. And then he's like, I just can't wait for our future together because you know what we're going to do? We're going to like drink Sauvignon Blanc and I have meatloaf and I'm going to be Ward Cleaver and you're going to be June.
Oh, God. When he says Sauvignon Blanc did it or whatever, he couldn't even pronounce it. And she's like, just tell me our future. Like, tell me how you see things going. Well,
yeah.
Dinner's in the oven. The kids are in the background. They're making noise. And we smell food burning. We were so deep in conversation that we burned the meatloaf. And Sauvignon Vignanon. Oh, yeah. House, garage, satellite dish. No, not Dish TV. It's too cheap. DirecTV. T-Mobile. Bowling League. You into that? Church? Is that right? Church?
And then they go to JoJo, and she's like, oh, my God. I'm so vulnerable right now. There's no doubt in my mind that Robbie is ready to propose, which is basically why I have no interest in him. In fact, I want to barf at how available he is.
Yeah.
His love makes me feel angry and stabby and bulimic and damaged. And I hate him and his stupid t-shirts.
If she was being honest, she would just say, I cannot marry a man whose goal is to cook me meatloaf. I don't eat meatloaf. It's meat with bread inside of it. Why would I do that? Has he seen me in a bikini? Fuck that guy. Get him out of here. Hey, fuck it. Fuck it, boats. Get over here and get this guy back on there.
Then she's with Robbie, right? They're sitting on the couch later, and she's like, Robbie, the love that you have for me is the reason I've been keeping you around.
Yeah, because you said you loved me in the first 5 minutes, so that's why I've kept you. It's basically what she said.
Yeah. And then he's like, I told your dad that he can trust me because I'm trustworthy for trusting. Also, I love trust. And love of trust.
Also, then, Walgreens, because they get pictures developed so quickly. For example, here's my gift to you. Pictures of us. Here's us under an archway.
Yeah.
Here's us, like, on a sidewalk. Like, these are the least romantic pictures I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God. No frames.
Who did these?
Just, like, here, they're in this envelope that, I got at Walgreens.
Yeah, pretty much. Walgreens, fuck it.
And this photograph is to signify this is the time when the fireworks went off in my hearts and blew off my thumb.
This is when I fell in love with you. Remember when we had 5 minutes to talk before you went on that horse date with that short person from the military? Then that's when I fell in love with you. Okay. I love watching you wait for a car. Whoa. I knew that you were the one for me. So meatloaf, imaginary meatloaf, or Sauvignon Blanc de Dade?
And then, okay, so then there's a Robbie to camera, and I love this. He goes, but right before that, they kiss, and I notice she doesn't open her mouth at all. It's just like a wall.
Yeah, she's like, no more like lesbian kissing today, okay?
Kissing grandma, right. Yeah. And then he goes, yeah, you know, the only reservation I have is that maybe I'm blinded by my love. He goes, I think everything's great. Like, I think she's going to pick me. And the only reservation I have is that maybe I'm blinded by my love. But it really doesn't seem that way.
Yeah. If you're blinded by anything, it's from looking at the mirror at your bleached ass teeth. Those things will blind you. I love when he ran towards the beach and, like, was running like a girl towards the beach, by the way. Did you see that?
Yes.
And also, here's another sign that Robbie ain't going to make it to the end. He's wearing loose pants. I mean, really, talk about dropping all pretense. The man is wearing loose pants. She's never going to go for that. Get out of here with your loose pants and your imaginary meatloaf.
So now we're back at fuck it. They never miss an opportunity to write to put fuck it up on the screen. Did you notice that? I'd never seen it up there more times. You know the editors were loving it.
Put the fuck Marriott, it up there one more time.
They're like, I think people get it. I don't care. Put it up there again. Makes me laugh. So Heron tells us that the decision is hers, but also his.
Yeah, he says, Heron, if you really listen to his language, like if people wrote down what he was saying, they would see what he's really saying. And it's always disturbing.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't a decoding moment, but he's just so dumb. He's like, well, you know, I'm like, wow, we dated and now we're here, you know, and it's a big decision and it's a two-way street, you know, like hopefully it's us. But, you know, it makes it a big day because like I'm walking down the street, but she also needs to walk down the street. I'm not going to be the only fucking person walking down the street. Like her dad didn't even tell me he loved me. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? I'm supposed to have no relationship with a father. I don't know if I can do that. If the father's walking down the street too, maybe I'll walk towards the father. Okay.
He's like become Bethany all of a sudden. He's like, I don't know. Walls are up.
Walls up.
Walls up.
Yeah.
I don't know. What? I don't feel close to her dad. So I can't. What am I? I'm just supposed to be in a marriage like that? No. I'm not going to do that.
It's like a baby being born and then just saying, okay, I'll be an orphan. I won't have a dad. Like, who does that? What baby does that? What am I, a stupid baby? I'm not a stupid baby. I'm a smart baby. Okay. Jojo, they're going around in this boat. And he's like, yeah, well, here we are on a boat together. Wow, this is great. And she goes, this is like something I would see in National Geographic. Bitch, who you kidding? I ain't reading no National Geographic.
Oh, but we forgot. We have to go back for 1 second, honestly, just to remind the listeners that before this, Jojo has the parents tell Jojo like that Heron didn't ask for her hand in marriage. And she's devastated. Remember, she's like, what?
Oh, that's what? Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
He didn't? And they're like, no. And she's like, how can you say that? And she's like, I'm just saying, the Robbie, Orange Robbie, he asked, I don't know. I mean, he told us he loves you, but, you know, Heron didn't actually say. And she's like, how dare you? I can't hear anymore. But now she's going to confront Heron.
Yeah, she keeps looking away, or he keeps looking away. So this, because that happened, you're expecting her to be like, well, I just can't look at you. I don't know. Aren't you going to ask me what's wrong? You know, playing that whole game. But right. She doesn't. She's trying to look deeply into his eyes. They kiss, and then she looks. She does that Luke thing where she holds his head and then kisses and then tries to look deep. But he's looking the other way. He keeps breaking the gaze and looking off at a rock. I mean, this guy, how much more not into it can this guy be?
No, so not into it.
So he's looking away. So then finally she's like, well, fuck it. He's not going to be nice and fuck it. So fuck it. You know, she has to say the same word 10 times in a sentence. So she finally asks, is this where she asks him?
Yes, she goes. She's like, hey, how did it go with my parents? And he's like, good. And she's like, yeah, really? So it was good, huh? He's like, yeah, it was good. It's fine. She's like, what'd you guys talk about? He's like, you know, stuff. And she's like, uh-huh, uh-huh. What did you not talk about?
It's like, well, you know, penises mostly. Aaron didn't talk about Aaron much. That's about it.
She's like, really? So Aaron didn't come up at all? Like you wanting to meet me to be part of your family, like, and Aaron's sister-in-law. Like, that just didn't come up. He's like, no, actually, no.
Your dad sat on the bench and said, whoa, this bench is warm. And it really offended me. I mean, what did he mean by that? Is he into me or is he not into me? Has your dad talked to you about me? Has your dad called you? What did he say about me? Did he look at my butt?
And then, you know, it's just horrifying because you know that regardless of the show and how cheesy and fake it is, you know that JoJo is one of those girls that spends 90% of her time with her boyfriend dissecting their relationship.
Yes. Yes.
100%. So the other night when we were at dinner and, you know, I said that my fork fell and you didn't immediately flag a waiter. Yes. I mean, I'm not mad. I'm just curious, like, why wouldn't you, like, you see that I don't have a fork and I can't eat my salad and you have a fork and are eating your salad. So, like, I'm just curious as to what was going through your head, like, just that I should just sit in my fucking chair and not eat my salad?
I wouldn't even lost that fork had you been feeding me the salad. I mean, do you remember when you used to put the salad in my mouth?
Yeah, that's been a while. That was like 2 weeks ago.
The busboy asked if we wanted bread, and you said yes. You've never said yes to bread. And then suddenly we are eating bread? Is there somebody else? Is she fat? Like, do you like fat people now? Do I need to gain weight? What is happening with us?
I just can't stand people like this. And maybe it triggers me because I used to be a little bit like that. Not as bad as her, but I mean, you know, just insecure. But you're like, it's hard to see it. Yeah. Live in action and know that he just has to be going like, shut up.
I know. Stop. And his face is saying, shut up. His face is like, shut up. So they finally start. He admits he's tricked into admitting that he didn't feel comfortable asking for his hand. And she's like, but why? I just don't understand. He's like, but look, I'm like so ready. But like, how can I sit here and like say, like, if I'm not sure, like if I ask, but I'm not sure. And then I didn't feel comfortable because like they hadn't met Robbie. And so like, I didn't know if they would like Robbie more than me. And then
she's I would just be asking,
like, I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel any sparks with your dad. There, I said it. Like, he didn't he didn't ask for my number. So I was like, well, why would I ask for your daughter's hand in marriage? Like, what, you're not even going to call me?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Sad.
It was ridiculous. And by the way, she never let him talk. Did you notice he kept saying like, well, let me explain like what happened. And she's like, I just don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, obviously we're just not in the same place. And he's like, well, but and she's like, no, I mean, I don't know. I'm just really disappointed.
Yeah. I'm just devastated. Disappointed.
I'm devastated. I'm just, you know, I'm just really scared that you're not into me. I mean, I'm just, I don't know. You're just not 100%. Like, I don't know. I don't get it.
His excuses are terrible. He doesn't even make sense. And he won't say what's really on his mind. He just keeps stuttering around it. You know, he's like, well, if it was up to me, like, I would have done it. But, like, it wasn't up to me because, like, your dad didn't love me. What?
She's like, it's up to you.
I know.
She turns into Vicky.
So
it's
she...
up to you.
I did not have sex with multiple partners.
So she, let's see, JoJo. So then she goes to dinner over there, and then she guilt trips him, and he's feeling bad. He's like, well, I'm sorry that I didn't ask, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, you didn't ask my family, and that moment is gone now, and we can never get that back, LOL.
Oh, yeah. And then it's like he's talking himself into it, you know? He's like, okay, all right. look, okay, I'm just saying, I promise I'm going to be on my knee. Okay, it's going to happen. Whether I have to be drunk or high or on meth or whatever, I'm going to force myself to do it because that is how important fame is to me. Do you believe me? Do you believe me?
Yeah. I've already given up my chance to be the next Bachelor, okay, by being in the final two. So
yeah.
This is where the decoding Jordan becomes very important because she says, do you even want to? Like, did you want to ask him? And his answer literally, I quoted this, is no, that's not an answer. And if you're looking at that on paper, he says no three times.
I know. Yeah. And then he says, I don't want her to doubt how I feel. So if that's what it takes is me having some faith. Faith in what?
Yeah, he's going to take a
what
leap.
What is he talking about?
He's going to take a leap of faith that they're going to have the feelings and the parents are going to trust him and he's going to feel like he's part of the family. And then he's going to feel like he could ask the parents. I mean, it's like what you need a leap of faith. You don't even feel anything. Just say you don't feel anything. Just say, look, ho, I came on this show for fame. I barely know you. I've talked to you for a total of 10 minutes. What the fuck do I know? I don't know if I'm in love with you.
Right.
Your dad's talking to me about savings account. And your mom's, you know, like threatening me with the bounty man. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? No, I don't know. Okay, maybe we can date later.
So this is where I was thinking that it's almost like a Donald Trump thing. Like, I was thinking that maybe he wants her to pick Robbie so he could be the next Bachelor. Like, I was briefly thinking maybe he's trying to sabotage himself so that she'll think he's unsure and pick the sure thing, and then he can be the Bachelor.
Yes, that's actually very good, because he doesn't forfeit his right to be Bachelor, because she was in the final. She was in the finals, right?
Yes. She was the one who was dumped.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, it would be good to have a gay Bachelor. You go, Robbie. I hope Robbie gets it then. Just so we can watch him squeal every time a girl comes at him. He'll be like, girl! Yeah, I think that that's a very
yes,
girl. I think that that is a very good theory, actually. Unfortunately, he knows somebody famous, so her ass is going to be on him no matter what. He could punch her in the face right now, and she'd still be like, "Well, he didn't mean it. I love him. That's it."
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, so, she'd like him.
I know what I want without a doubt. Hair gel. I'm hungry. A glass of water. That's what I want. I keep saying I know what I want without a doubt, but then he won't say what it is. Listen to the man, okay? Listen to the man. So let's see. JoJo needs a man, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, JoJo needs an abusive man. So Robbie is talking about how this is the hardest day of his life as he's getting ready for whatever this is. And he's walking around shirtless. I mean, wow, this guy has a banging body. Like, geez, Robbie, your hair is questionable. Your spray tan, you know, I don't know. Your teeth look like they were hot glue gunned on. But man, that upper body, you go, girl, yes.
But didn't it, yes, girl.
But
didn't it seem like he was? It's like the scene of all the dick pic selfies in front of the mirror.
Yes,
like that's what I thought he was doing.
Well, the only way to see Jordan ever truly in love is when he's looking at himself in the mirror, shirtless.
Oh, because, no, this was Robbie.
I know, but it just made me think of that. Because both of these guys, in their equal scenes of getting ready to go pick out a ring, both of them are naked in the mirror or in a towel in the mirror, doing their hair, staring at themselves, like, so in love. Like, I've never seen either one of them look at JoJo with those eyes. Either one. So they go to the ring lease. Old guy who's like, oh, you pick a ring, anything. They all some fake cubics crap. It's like, what are we supposed to see the psychology behind picking a princess cut versus a, I don't even know any kinds of cut.
Yeah, I don't know anything about rings, and I lost my mind. I have to tune out. Yeah. I don't care. I don't know anything about it. I don't want to see rings. It's so stupid. They write notes, and somebody on our Facebook, I'd have to go to Facebook to see the name, but somebody wrote that, why is he ripping a sheet out of a notebook? Like, you can't use a piece of stationery, which I completely agreed. It was so weird. Like,
please
what
accept
they,
this romantic note
just,
from the Marriott Fuck It.
Yeah. It was just out of a spiral notebook. He just, like, ripped out a sheet of paper and wrote some shit down. Like, here's what I need at Target.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah, and also, hey, JoJo.
I noticed that his writing is exactly like his father's. Whoever came out with that conspiracy where he was just writing his own dad letter, same handwriting, okay? I'm no handwriting analysis, but they both write like five-year-olds in all caps.
Right. So then, what's his name? Heron decides that he's going to ask JoJo's parents for their permission. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
But he calls them on the phone, on speakerphone, and you can't FaceTime?
Maybe the internet and Fuck It isn't that good.
Oh.
They got to keep that hoe business in Thailand running. They can't have everybody just jerking off to each other on the internet.
That's true.
But keep the T-Mobile weak and Fuck It, okay?
Oh, okay. So this is the part where JoJo realizes that I had a moment of clarity, and I know who it's going to be.
Yes. Why? What brought her to that moment of clarity?
She just woke up and realized that she was going to, you know, go for Heron.
Oh, God.
And then she gets the note from...
Yeah, she gets both the notes and starts reading them out loud and just sobbing while she's reading them. But they're both so generic and say nothing. I mean, the only one that made Orange Robbie's good was when he said, "Miss Fletcher, this is your day." He's like congratulating her. He's like, this is your day.
Yeah.
When you marry me, you're going to be part of a family that has wine glasses inside of tumblers, so it's harder to spill. Love, Orange Robbie.
And she's like, I just wanted my wine drinking to be validated, and now it is. I'm going to have a tumbler outside of my wine glass. That's all I wanted was for somebody to tell me that. And now somebody did.
It never made sense that this big glass of wine is just being held up by a little stick. Suddenly, it's like the missing piece of a puzzle. And it was a tumbler the whole time.
And then Heron walks out in his jacket that looks like he got it at Gap Kids. Mm-hmm. Before 4T. Mm-hmm. And then it's proposal time.
Yep. So she's sobbing, of course.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, there's nothing like hearing the sentiments of love as written by a female producer, which is so true. There's not one thing that sounds like an actual dude would say it.
Nope. Not one thing. In those letters, you mean?
No, just in what's going to happen in the proposal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. This was so, so funny. So JoJo starts sobbing. Now, I love me some JoJo time because when she sobs, snot comes out. Like, she really cries. That's very hard to do. Most people on reality shows really just try, but they can't do it. So I love when she's sobbing and she's basically saying, I don't want him to go. Like, what if he won't take me shopping like he said? Like, what if he won't be there to make sure my bra size is the right size? Like, that's not a man that you just want to get rid of forever. I still want him in my life, just not inside of me.
I mean, I've never chosen to say goodbye to love.
Robbie really knew that he was going to... Robbie had a feeling that he was going to win because... He actually sprayed his face brown for this. This is the first time in the entire season we have seen Orange Robbie not orange. He had a brown face. I don't know what he was thinking. I was like, you know this ain't the Dream Girls audition, right? I don't know why you're showing up like that. You look like a crayon.
Oh,
crazy.
God.
Were they out of orange in Thailand?
Did you see the brown shoes?
No, but I'm glad he wasn't wearing those slippers from the Marriott Fuck It anymore. Jesus, girl. Those are like the wife slippers. What were his shoes?
They were just like some Payless brown shoes. They were the worst. Honestly, it was terrible.
She gets a budget for clothes, but they don't. Because Aaron Rodgers was wearing the same suit in this as he was in the after show. And it's like months later. Sadness.
Oh, I think you're right.
So Robbie goes through this whole... proposal speech where he's like, this is crazy. It's the kind of crazy I was searching for my whole life. Like, I look at you and I'm like, wow, like my family, like, whoa, my future longs for you. My heart dies for you. My love is so deep. I'm weak in the knees. Also, like, I've got scratches on my knees and bruises, but you know, like, don't ask girl, do not ask. I mean, we are in Fuck It. Am I right, girl? Am I right?
Like, yes, girl.
I'm dumping you. Sorry. Bye, gay person.
Oh, man. Then she's like, Robbie. First, she lets him say all of that stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, a really quick thing, because I know we have to keep this moving because it's getting really long. But before this, he has a whole speech before he actually proposes to her where he's like, I know I'm going to be the one to win. And, you know, there's just no way that I'm going to propose and she's going to leave with me. But I feel kind of sorry for the other guy. And I had to wonder to myself if the producers made him say the speech both ways. Right?
Because maybe.
I bet you they kind of tricked him and they're like, okay, so let us hear your like internal dialogue, you know, your internal monologue if you're assuming you're going to win. And now let's hear you say it again like you're insecure.
Yeah, and he's also sad. Being forced to do this whole thing where they're like, envision your life. Okay, tell us what it's going to be. Because he's going into these long, like, creative visualization moments in this episode where, you know, he already went into the meatloaf one.
Right, now.
He's like, well, first I'm going to, like, show her the ring, and then she's going to cry, and then I'm going to be like, I love you. And then she's going to be like, I love you too. And then I'll be like, I'll do whatever you need. And she'll be like, just be yourself. Like, keep saving children from being hit in the street by speeding cars because of the bump on your head. You know, stuff like that. And then we're going to make out. And then we're going to, like, scream yes. And then we're going to, like, skip to the beach together. And then, like, we're both going to, like, get a teenager in Thailand and, like, you know, chain. We'll probably make a chain. It's like, whoa. Stop the visualizing. But then when he does get dumped, I really liked it in the car. First of all, he keeps trying to cry and he can't.
He's like, okay, come on, Robbie. Think about when Glee was canceled. Anything. Come on.
Think about that time George Michael was arrested in that bathroom. Just think of the fear that you would feel.
He starts poking his thumb into his eye.
Yeah.
Like, to make himself cry. It was ridiculous.
And also, he was standing there in the beach with, like, his toe. You know, like, when girls stand with
one foot flat and then one toe to the ground, like their knee was kind of bent. He was standing like that. It was so funny. Yes. He was trying to cry and he couldn't. And then in the car on the way back, he's saying, "Wow, I was gonna propose, and then she was gonna say yes, and then we were gonna get that teenage Thai person." Like, I visualized this. Visualized it. And
the chain thing. I mean, what's you know?
That's my favorite thing, when people do that creative visualization thing, and then it doesn't work, and then they realize life doesn't work like that. You don't dream for something hard enough, and then it magically happens. You fucking moron! It isn't about how much you want it. Okay,
it's like the secret doesn't work.
Yeah,
it's a lie.
That is the secret. So I should have made $1 billion. Yeah, fuck her. I love you, Oprah. I cannot believe I just said fuck her to Oprah. Oprah, you're my Jesus. So she dumps him, whatever. She's like, yay, let's still be friends. Please call my sister. She'll be devastated.
Then she bounces back completely.
And then immediately it's like, well, yay, Heron's coming, I hope, unless he changed his mind.
He didn't change his mind, did he? What's going on? Why isn't he here?
Meanwhile, Robbie's in the car like, was it my imagination, Meatloaf? Like, did I not put enough ketchup on top before I baked it? Ugh.
But no tears.
Yeah, no tears. And then they show the audience and they're silent. I'm like, what is this, 9/11? Shut up with your silence. Did Maya Angelou just pass away? No. Like, let's drop the moment of silence, okay? A gay guy got broken up with. We'll all survive it.
So then didn't you lose interest at the end? You're like, all right, Heron.
Yeah, because it's like two people who don't give a shit. And also,
I love you more.
And Aaron kept saying this phrase. I think he said it 3 or 4 times this episode. He'd be like, as a man, I've thought about this my entire life. As a man.
You haven't.
I thought, like, he just keeps saying, as a man. Like, as a man, I never thought it would happen this way. What is it? We know that you're a man, okay?
Yeah.
A smaller man than Aaron, but still a man. Like, ain't nobody denying that.
Weird. So, they're together. There's no talk of anything besides how much they just love each other. But I just wanted to tell you that I love you. I can't wait to say it. I love you.
Both trying to convince each other, and it ain't true. He's on one knee. And then, meanwhile, Robbie's on 2 somewhere in Thailand right now.
Exactly.
Bless his heart.
So then we go to after the final rose.
Yes.
Robbie comes out. He's super excited because he's like, I'm the new bachelor, right? Like, I'm going to be the bachelor, right?
Lance Bass is the host of my new version, right, Chris? Right? No, that's on a different channel, the gay bachelor.
Okay, but we need to talk about Robbie's wardrobe in this. So he's wearing like a gingham tie. And then a gingham flower on his lapel. Did you see this? And a gingham handkerchief.
Yeah, lots of plaid going on.
He's like a guy in one of those, in like a 1940s show at Knott's Berry Farm. You know what I mean? Like one of those, like, hey, everybody.
Well, as I'd never sat through a final rose show, I was excited to see what it was going to be like. It was so hard to watch.
So hard to watch.
I mean, they let these people talk, but they have nothing to say. And Robbie just blahs and blahs about nothing. Chris is like, so, bro, how do you feel about all of this? And he's like, well, you know, what I saw, it was like on a horizon. Okay? Like, we had, like, I looked over the horizon. And I was like, whoa. We had all these conversations about imaginary meatloaf I would make and, like, I had to watch that meatloaf float over that horizon. Like, Verizon. Like, I'm on Verizon. I had to cancel Verizon because it sounded like Horizon, and I wasn't ready to go over the horizon, so I'm on T-Mobile now.
Yeah.
So, but it's just like, oh, whoa, bro. Wow.
Yeah. He has no tears. He clearly doesn't care. What he does have now, though, is veneers.
Yes.
He's got Luke teeth.
Yes. Yes, he's got new teeth.
He and Luke traded teeth.
He got them. He went back in a time machine and got his teeth like 40 years ago when Luke did.
Yes. And by the way, another thing to not get on a Groupon.
Yes. No. Your teeth are important, you guys. You use them to eat. Do not get them on sale.
Did you notice he kept, like, with the new teeth, he kept, like, his like he kept licking them and trying to get his like his lips over them. It was so uncomfortable.
Poor
to watch.
Thing. But know. You know, good for you. Like at least you're in the position now where you can get some Instagram dentist to be like, "You, I give you new teeth. You mentioned me on the Insta." He's like, yes. "Okay, I'm in, girl." So he also has a new nickname for JoJo, and he's like, "You know, I'm really in love with Joe." I'm like, "Oh my god, finally he's coming out." And then I realized he meant like yes. JoJo.
But he was having no real emotions at all. And when Chris goes, "Are you still in love with her?" He's like, you know, there was love and, you know, I was in love with, you know, stuff.
He's like, "My family." Okay, yeah. The end. Horizon, Verizon, Verizon, Horizon, family, meatloaf. He's like, "Okay, great yeah. talking to you."
So then JoJo comes out.
Yeah.
And Robbie is supposed to, he has to do it because he's expected to. He's like, "So, like, why didn't you say I love you or whatever? Because, you know, same level, important our relationship, closure, should have been us, blah.
Blah, blah, blah."
And then JoJo's like, "Well, I was in love with you, and that love was great, but I was madly in love with Heron. So while I was loving you and had, like, the love for the love of you, I was kind of loving him more. And I was in love with him, like, forever. And I was in love with you, like, till the end of the show or whatever."
Yeah, she said something that made it sound like I met him and that was it. Like, he had my heart. I loved you in that, you know, gay brother kind of a way. But, yeah. like, I also wanted to... like, you know, meet his brother and get on a tour bus and know this Olivia Munn person. And that was better. And he's like, "Okay, I get it." Because yeah. one star fucker to another. Like, that guy gets it, you know.
Why did I get so far? And she goes, "Well, you know, the thing was," she's like, "and I kind of told you this before. I mean, I even said this, like, that our personalities weren't even compatible or whatever. But, I mean, I was in love with you, so I kind of hoped that, like, the personality part or whatever, like, the us actually getting along or whatever would develop."
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Short answer, I knew you wouldn't try and fuck me in the fantasy suite. Okay, yeah. Girl.
Girl.
So then...
Chad pops up.
Oh, yeah, Chad. Because they're talking boring. About who the next bachelor is going to be, which is terrifying because, of course, her answer is... "Well, I don't know. I mean, there's Luke and Chase." Oh.
I'm like, I don't know if Ronnie and I could do a podcast if one of those guys is The Bachelor.
It'll just be 2 hours long because Luke never is quiet, you know? Like, what I'm feeling is like the feeling of like what I felt, you know what I mean? Like my heart, like making no sense for
like,
10
it's
episodes.
Frozen because by accident, I got some hair gel on my heart. Frozen.
I got some goop on my heart. And I was like, whoop, goop. Oh, it rhymes. Like, I love rhymes. Like, poetry is so romantic. Like, shucks, blah, blah. Shakespeare? Yeah. "Oh, she's a girl in California with short shorts and a..." His country song. "I wanna fall for you." Whatever.
Oh, so he does this. So we don't find out who's gonna be the next Bachelor. I'm hoping they just find someone else.
Make a pitch for it. He stands up at this point and he's like, "Well, I know that people think like I'm a bad guy, but you know, I've been through a lot. Like, I lost my mom." No one claps because we already know that. And now you're basically using your mom on purpose.
So gross.
It's so gross. And he goes, "And one thing I didn't show on the show is that I'm also a Marine." No one claps. It's
because
like, wow.
We also already heard that. Shut up.
If you can get a Bachelor audience to not clap the minute you say military, that's sad. Because they do every time. You could be like, you know, "Well, when I was in Iraq," people would be like, "Woohoo! Yeah!" It's like an auto clap, you know, patriotism. We're America, for Christ's sake. And they deserve it. You know, I'm not saying they don't. But when you can say military and people don't start clapping, oof, just sit down. Sit down, girl. And he's like, "A lot of people deserve love. Like, I deserve love. So I should be the next Bachelor." No. Sorry.
Not happening. Shut up.
So now Heron comes out, and this is just painful to watch, okay? JoJo's saying it was painful after because the media is so mean to me. And like, it was really hard because like it would be in the media and I would be like, "Whoa, media, whoa, you're talking about your feelings for me and they're hurtful feelings." The media changed its mind. The media changed its mind.
Yeah. And then I had to cry myself to sleep at night. And you know what? Heron had to call me and reassure me. Like every time. I'm sure that was a real fucking treat for him.
Yeah.
He's like, Snapchat. It's like, thankfully, it was only in 6-second increments on Snapchat. But yeah, still, I was there for her.
Then they're talking about the bumps and the rocky times. But I had no idea what they were saying because they wouldn't actually admit to anything that was actually a bump or a rocky time besides the media. So
Chris
is like, so your families, was it because of your families? Were they, oh no, our families were really supportive.
Yeah, I mean, they were great. And our friends flat out, it's like, I met Aaron. So what does Aaron think?
That was a great moment though. So of all the things they're teasing to it, and then he's like, so what's up with Aaron? And Heron says, well, we've been shopping for furniture and we're moving in together. So we're really looking forward to the future.
And Chris, you know, we just focus on family and like our families, like her family, my family. Like, we'll focus on the family, furniture, families.
Okay, and Chris is like, yeah, totally. Yeah. So Aaron, though, like, how are you focusing on him? How's that coming into focus?
Did you know that now they have reclining couches? They have couches you sit on that recline, like the whole couch reclines. It's pretty amazing. So, Aaron, you know there's a film you can put on the outside of the window that people can't see in, but you can see out? I mean, that's crazy. We're getting that in our house. So, Aaron.
So he tries to go to her, and he's like, so have you met Aaron? Are you tight now? Did your dreams come true? And she's like, things are the same. Yeah, but they're great. I mean, our families are so supportive, and things are just going amazing.
You know, in some ways, it's like religion. I'm on my knees a lot, and I'm always waiting for the perfect one to come. But he never does. And I keep telling myself, he will. And I have belief that he will. He just hasn't yet. So, you know.
My God.
And then he says, when's the wedding date? And this, I mean, JoJo, you did this to yourself. I hope you know. Because this is her future husband. He's like, well, you know, dates, weddings. I mean, what's a date, really? You know, we're going to get a house. And then maybe next year we'll start talking about it. Like, maybe in a year. Or and she's like, yeah, we're just going to get in this house first.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe I'll just wait for, you know, either Aaron will call me or Jordan will stop staying up until 5 in the morning and not telling me where he is.
Right.
Hey, at this point, I'd settle for an iCloud account that would work so I could know where the hell Jordan is. Jordan, could you maybe stop turning off your phone? He's like, whoa, family recliners, refrigerators with filtered water coming right out of the fridge. Can you believe that, Chris?
And then Chris is like, so JoJo, have you been talking to like Aaron's family about, you know, dates, about like marriage dates? And she's like, oh yeah, his parents are like, you know, how about this date? Or why don't you guys pick a venue? And Heron looks like he's just going to barf.
Yeah,
he's like, why change the subject?
He's
why do you
out
guys have
of there.
To talk about that?
He is fucking out of there. He is not going to be here long. So Ben and Lauren, he's like, so, well, JoJo hasn't cried yet. Ben, what do you think of JoJo? He's like, still a slut. So he stands up and he's basically like, congratulations. You know, this is like when I had to put up my first puppy because my mom wouldn't let me keep him. And then, you know, it was like an adoption forever. And I kept going every day looking at these puppies and thinking, God, I hope someone takes this puppy. And then, you know, it came time where they were going to put a shot in the back of the puppy's head. And he was just going to die. And I was ready for it and fine with it because by that point I had mourned the puppy. But then, you know, some idiot comes along, takes the puppy and then tries to make money off of it and get an agent. Okay, this is great. Thanks for coming by, buddy.
Oh. And that's basically it.
Okay, and for everybody who needs advice for the end of the season, let's take it from Ben. He's like, yeah, guys, you know, people are going to be mean to you on the internet. But if you get criticism, you're doing something, right? What does that mean? Like, he's so stupid. And he goes,
so dumb.
Sometimes you're going to come home and want to tear your hair out because some 13-year-old girl in Idaho was mean to you. But just know. It's just Orange Robbie, okay? You'll survive this.
So then they do a whole tease to Bachelor in Paradise, which we'll be watching tonight.
Oh, can't
and
wait.
I didn't really pay too much attention to it because I knew I was going to be watching it.
Yeah, no, fuck that. We'll do that. Fuck it.
Yeah,
we'll do it tomorrow.
Fuck it.
When in fuck it. Yep. Fuck it.
So, I mean, listen. It wasn't the greatest season. I know you haven't seen previous seasons. There have been better seasons. This was it's getting more and more generic. But it was super fun recapping it with you.
I had so much fun because I don't know that there's been better seasons. To me, it was just an amazing circus of stupidity. I'm totally in. I love it. The girl ended up making the completely wrong decision at the end, and we're going to be able to see this shit on, you know, Celebrity Couple Therapy or whatever on E! Or VH1, where, you know, one of them's about to kill himself, and the other one's, you know, trying to pretend she's not cheating with the gardener and et cetera. Like, this is going to be an entire lifetime of shit for us to watch.
Exactly.
So that ends it. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this season. Just come back tomorrow because we're going to have the Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, same feed, right?
Yeah, it's going to be the same. Yeah, Rose Pricks. Yeah, Rose Pricks is for all of the shows. So come back. We will also have our new premium feed up and our gossip show and all that good stuff. In the meantime, find us on Twitter and Instagram at Rose Pricks Pod and on Facebook at Rose Pricks Podcast. Rose you can Pricks. Find... Stephanie on Twitter at S Wilder Taylor, me at Ronnie Karam. Also, just come to trashtalktv.com and hit podcast. That's where all of our shows are. There's a whole bunch of shows up there. Come check them out. Guys,
do it.
Thank you for your iTunes support.
Love you guys.
Leave some more. We love you.
And your funny Facebook shit is great.
Yes, those are growing. The social media stuff is growing, and you guys are actually talking with us now. We're not just talking to ourselves. And hilarious. So thank
love
you
it.
For that. We love you guys. It was great to meet you this season. And right. We'll be back. And we're not going to change our minds.
No.
Bye.
Bye.
Be vulnerable.